Blog Talk Radio.
First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise Him, Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, to bring to you His great and holy and exalted words, even words of Yah. My name is Moray Yeshaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, bringing to you another program of nothing but the truth. And yes, it's true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our Judge. He's our Lawgiver. And He is our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but He is the only Savior of the world. And I thank the Creator once again for allowing us to bring to you His great words. For who are we? We would take His words, put it in our mouth, and speak them to you. For His words are holy. Well, we are His servants, the apple of His eye, His chosen, His witnesses, the tribes of Israel, the fourth part, and what is Israel? It's very important to know who Israel is, and we need to get to their identity also. And how we know the identity of the children of Israel, who they are, where they are. Tonight we're dealing with what they are. The 12 tribes of Israel. We've been bringing to your attention that these 12 tribes are a blessed people. And we showed you how they were either a blessing, if those who will bless us, and a cursing to all those that will curse us. And that's a lot of power. But the Creator wanted us to be a blessing. And so we can be that. We also brought to your attention that the Israelites are not just a blessed people, but also they are a holy people, peculiar, set apart from all the nations upon the face of the earth. So peculiar, even though they have been in the land of the enemies, all throughout the annals of history, every nation that they found themselves in, that nation was blessed, even though they were brought down. As a result of being in captivity. But you knew the difference. Because the Israelites, wherever they found themselves, they were known for being commandment keepers. They were known for keeping the law. Not all of them, but a select few, the most top. The Creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and all of that therein only. And we also brought to attention that the various nations know the children of Israel. How else can the various leaders, kings, pharaohs, presidents, counselors, wise men of the other nations devise a plan to destroy either the male species of the Israelites as well as the old and the young, women and children? And when you start seeing them trying to destroy women and children, it's only because they're totally fed up with them. They're fed up with the Israelites, and they just will have them to be destroyed. Now, this is all biblical history, biblical facts. Well, we see today that it's not just a biblical fact. This is a historical fact that there has always been a people that other people have tried to use, exploit, discriminate against, and use them to empower themselves. Why do you think America is one of the greatest powers on earth and one of the richest nations on earth? So, what will we deal with today? Whether it's been Egypt, Babylon, Vold, and Babylon of today, why have they become so successful? And why is it that these nations sought to use Israel? And not these nations, even small nations. All you got to do is look at other communities. There's communities that have sound mind and wisdom. They never take a loan that will charge 200%, 400%, 600% interest. Many of the finance companies and entity, who do you think they own by? Even though many of the hair shops in our community, the people that own them, none of the wig, none of the weave, scents and oils they use. They don't use nothing out of the store. The only people that use something out of the store that they own is the people that shop there. And that's us, Israel. Now we see how, why people, the Israelite, they get real high on, get real, and to get wisdom from. Many of his inventions, and you learn this in Black history. All you got to do is go to the major inventions in America, and you'll see Black, the patent at a certain time, and it was against the law for him to have it his name. But what they would do is have these Blacks invent these things, then they would have other people put it in their names. And let me tell you who got the benefits. The other people. And these things our people never knew. Now, what do they have to do with today? Since we're talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, I just want you to see what everybody wants from Israel. And what do Israel possess that people desire? To the extent that they will gain, and then after they gain, they ready to destroy. And I just want you to see a few things about the 12 tribes of Israel. All over the internet, Facebook, YouTube, they have all these various programs where people are talking about certain wisdoms, chakras. I guess that's what they call them, chakras. Some people call it the third eye. What is the third eye that I hear all this noise about? That everybody trying to open this third eye. The only eye that I seen that people seem to value on a dollar bill, on the money, the currency of Babylon, one big, gigantic eye. And undoubtedly, they got it from Egypt. Now, did this eye do anything special? Is it something that our people should revere? Is it something that our people should seek? And is it something that our people have dormant that all they have to do is unlock it, and then this third eye opens, and then we become, who knows? I don't know what they think we might become if we open this third eye. Well, let's see. The eye, Peter himself, wanted you to have. Is it eye on the money in your pocket? Is it eye of whores in Egypt? Or is it totally diverse, different, peculiar, that nobody has? Let me show you. The first place I want you to see concerning knowledge, Hosea, the fourth chapter. Yes, we're talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. But there are certain things I want you to see. And I want you to know, and I want you to get and try to understand. And watch what it says. Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. About us. These people are, it's got to be talking about us and why. God plainly says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't see the destruction in our communities. You don't see the destruction that's rampant in our community. can become in and win. I've been snuffed out before you have a time to become a man. And then once our children become men and women, then they get locked up in these centers, penitentiary. This is where many of our sons are, as well as daughters. Surely this is going to be talking about us, because in our community where we live, you ever been into a grocery store? Cincinnati, Ohio, Vine Street, and all I got to do is walk down the street to one of the main grocery stores in Cincinnati. Started in Cincinnati. I'm not going to say name, but this store is a total abomination. Now, when you go to other communities to the same store with the same name, they got the best food. But right here downtown in the hood on Vine Street, and it starts with a K and with an R, this store's an abomination. The only thing you want to go in that store and get is a paper towel after you use the bathroom. That's it. You would think they will have all the same things, but no, they don't. But why is that in our community? Every fast food restaurant that they know killing everybody in our community. But where are the restaurants that you can sit and have a dinner at? Our people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. If our people had a third eye, they would know this. They would know this is polluted, defiled, unholy, an abomination. They would know this. But they don't. They go right into the dish store that's frying all the life out of dish. And there is no nutrition in these fish stores. None at all. Not getting no omegas at all. Lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shall be no priest to me. And what is a priest? A priest is a messenger of the Most High. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. And that's when you go to any community, any city, in any state that's Christ dwelling, you can tell right away. Right away, it's going to be real abundant. It's not going to be a community of where who's in judgment, but no, just the opposite. Every abomination that can be in a community is in their community. The housing is an abomination. The restaurants is an abomination. The behavior and lifestyles are an abomination. People outside wonder, how can they live like this? Who can live this way? Who can live under these conditions? They marvel at the people that can live such a way. That's because their glory was changed into shame. This is, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And this is what's going on. We don't want nothing good. We want chitlins and pig feet and hog maws and pig skin. We want those things. And if we try to tell someone other than, man, this is filthy, this is garbage, they get mad at you. Now, do that look like a people that had three eyes, a third eye? No, not at all. And this third eye, even if they did have it, it wasn't going to change, nor has it changed the very thing that I'm talking about now. If you got some third eye, how has it helped you? And how has it helped our people? And how has the knowledge benefited us? Did it stop you from getting arrested by the police because you're black? No. What has it done? Did your chakra enable you to be above other people, to stop them from discriminating and exploiting you every day? No, it has not. There's only one thing that can stop the exploitation, the discrimination, the racism, the killing. And the hatred that our people have. I'm going to show you what that is. And it's not called an eye at all. Because let me show you this. In the book of Isaiah. Something that you need to know about these eyes. In the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading in verse. Isaiah 42:13, Yah shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, war. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have a long time holding my peace. This is what the Creator is saying. I've been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. And what is he talking about destroying and devouring? Haste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs, and will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And watch what the Creator said he's going to do. And I will bring the blind by way that they knew not. And there's nobody more blind than our people. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And little people know they looking for a third eye, but a true people, a right people, a holy people, they're not looking for no third eye. They looking for the Most High. The eyes of all eyes. the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. We're not in this condition because of some I. We in this condition because of our rebellious and sinful and iniquitous way sinning as the Most High. And watch this. They shall be come back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images. And that's what all that stuff is. Idol worship is idolatry. And the only thing it's going to do is make you mean. Have, but if it did, it only you to search yourself over everybody else. What does it do to help you become a good people? I'm going to show you what you need for that. That trust and bring images, say to the molten image, ye are mine, but my servant, or death as my messenger that I sent, who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yah's servant. And this is how blind our people have become. See many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears. But he heareth not. In other words, you got ears, you got eyes, but you're not seeing the very thing that you're supposed to see. And you have ears. Nor are you obedient to the very thing that you should be doing. Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivered. For a spoil and none says restore. Now ask yourself, watch this 23rd verse. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Yahweh for a spoil? Israel to the robbers. Did not Yah? He against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore, he had poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and if had set him on fire round about. Yet he knew it not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. And here it is, our people being burned every day. Our people on fire. Our people robbed and spoiled. And not even taking it to heart. Who do you think did all these things? Who brought the big nation down? Egypt was once a great nation, but what are they today? Somebody's stepchild. And where is this ancient Babylon? Who brought them down? The same one, the Most High. And who brought Israel to nothing? Once again, the Most High, who we have sinned against him. So when, O Israel, will we wake up? Let me show you why all the other nations wanted Israel. Didn't mind having Israel. And robbed spoil. let me show you that if you want supreme knowledge, if you want knowledge of the holy, and if you want to be above all the people on the earth, let me show you what must be done, and watch what it says. First of all, in the book of Deuteronomy, turn there. And you'll see why the 12 tribes of Israel so sought after. And everybody deal with them. They get up high, and then we come down low. But watch what this is. I just want you to see this. First place I want you to, first thing I want you to see. It's Deuteronomy 4th chapter. Watch what this says. The first verse. 4:1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh your father giveth to you. Ye shall not add unto the world which I command you, neither shall ye diminish out from it, that ye may keep commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I have commanded you. Your eyes have seen what Yah did because of the deity. For all the men that follow the deity, the idol, Yah the Elohim have destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto Yah your Elohim are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, watch what it says, because this is the point. I've taught statutes and judgments, even as Yah my Elohim commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. And watch this. Understand thee. In the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise, understanding people. What nation is there so great who have Elohim nigh unto them as Yah our Elohim is in all things we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgment so righteous all this law, which I said for you today? And there is no nation that have laws and statutes and judgments as righteous as this law. These statutes and judgments the Creator gave the 12 tribes of Israel is our wisdom, is our understanding in the sight of all the nations. And when they hear these statutes and judgments, what would they say? Surely this is a wise and understanding people. So if you want to have something that's tangible, that somebody can see, and that a people can rise above everybody else, if you want something, statutes, it is the judgments, it is the laws, it is the commandments of the Most High. And check this out. Not only it gives you wisdom and understanding, and who don't want that? But watch what else these statutes and laws and commandments do. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, because you see it is for wisdom, it is for understanding in the sight of nations. But watch this. In Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, this is what it says. The 20th verse. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yah our Elohim have commanded you? What is the meaning behind this? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, when we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and Yah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and Yah showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in. And Yah commanded us to do all these things, to fear Yah our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Watch this. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yah our Elohim, as he have commanded us. So not only this is our wisdom, this is our understanding, but this is our righteousness. What more do you want? What kind of people exist law? Well, most people have laws. Ask them, what nation on this earth has righteous laws? And you can see understanding in them. Nobody can see no understanding in these laws of the nations. These laws, depending on how much money you have, these laws cater to money. They don't cater to righteousness. They don't cater to wisdom, nor do they cater to understanding. All you got to ask is a little money. All you got to do is know some people. All you got to do is have a certain position. That's it. With the Most High, you got to have more than that. The commandments, the laws, the statutes, judgments, they enable you to be able to be righteous, have wisdom, and understanding. Not just that, because they do more than just enable you in that way. No, they do much more than that. And I want you to see. Watch what it says here. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, 30th chapter. Watch what it says. In the first verse, I'm going to read that first so you can have context. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 31. And it shall come to pass when all these things have come upon thee, the blessing and curse which I set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all nations whither Yah the Elohim have driven thee. In other words, our people know They are not the original people of this land. They know that. And today, our people also know in their enemies, they are mostly cursed. But then they begin to find out the various blessings that they can potentially have. Now, a lot of these blessings they potentially can have, many people are still exploiting our people, telling them they can be blessed in ways they cannot be blessed, like believing in the New Testament, believing in Christ, believing in other idols, believing in things that don't exist, opening up their third eye. These are all tricks. These are all falsehoods. None of these things can help you. The only thing that can help you, told you what to do. And then once these blessings and these curses come to mind, and right now, the only thing you can see is the curses because of all the things that happened to our people in the past, what happened today, and they don't look promising for the future. But watch what says. The 10th verse. If thou hearken unto the voice of Yahweh Elohim, his commandments and his statutes, which are written in his book of the law, and if thou turn unto Yahweh Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command this day, it is not hidden from thee, is it for all. And watch what this says. It is not in heaven for us to have and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. So don't leave this stuff for somebody from heaven and hear the sins if you just believe in him, because he brought the keys to heaven. Don't have to go to heaven and speak on your behalf? No, not all. That's a lie. I should have said, who shall go to see for us, bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. So no, we don't have to go to the land of Israel and Jerusalem. We don't have to go looking and searching for the Ark of Covenant. No, all these things. We don't have to dig up nothing that was buried a long time ago to see if it be the truth. We don't have to do none of that. Watch what it says in the 14th verse. But the word is nigh to thee, and now, and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. And this is the part that I want you to see. I want an eye to see. This is what you should be seeing. See, I have said before thee, this day, life and good, death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love Yahweh Elohim, to walk his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh Elohim shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess, but if thou harden away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other deities and serve them, I denounce unto this day that thou shalt perish, and that ye shall not long on your day plan without paths or judgment to go to possess. I will have an earth to reward this day that I have set before you, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that both thou and and thy seed may live. And what would the Creator finally say on this joint matter? That thou mayest love thy Elohim, and that thou hearest a voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which thou swore to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. So what is this inner thing that one should be seeking after? If you seek Most High, very knowledge you destroy of is his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment. And these are the things that you have rejected and replaced them with religion and philosophy. Imagination of your own heart. That's what you replace with very thing to enable you to have wisdom, understanding, and righteousness. And I am. That's not the only thing that enables you to have. Still showing you. And let me just show you who has this thing that you look for. This is what all the other nations desired to possess, one people only. Let me show you who possessed it. In the book of Psalms 147, rather. In the book of Psalms 147, watch what it says. 19 verse. See, this make a lot of people mad. I understand. But they still got to deal with it because God's perfect and righteous. Watch what it says. Psalms 147 and 19. He showeth word unto Jacob. Statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. In other words, that means hallelujah. In other words, his commandments, his statutes, his laws, his judgments. He gave all that to Israel. That's your chakra, Israel. And the word of Yah. And not only make you righteous, not only enable you to have wisdom and understanding. Well, watch what this says in the book of Genesis. I just want you to see this. Genesis 26. Genesis 26. Watch what this says. Start at the second verse. And Yah appeared unto him, speaking of Isaac, and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in the land, and I will be with thee. I will bless thee, for unto thee, watch what it says, and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And watch what it says. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now, why would the Creator bless the whole earth through a seed of people? And whose seed? Isaac. But why Isaac's seed? And it's going to tell you why in the fifth verse. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So not only does the commandments and laws and the statutes and the judgments enable you to be blessed, it also enables you to have wisdom and understanding and become righteous. What do this third eye enable to become? In these chakras. And not only does it do that, watch what it says in Genesis 12. That's why the scriptures say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know you'll destroy people because you'll take hold to anything that other people tell you. Here it is, the Creator tell us, this is our wisdom. This is our understanding. And we are the only people he gave his statutes and his judgments to, which is our wisdom and understanding, our righteousness. And we will let other people tell us the earth is flat. And we will go to various scientists and say the scientist said this and science said that. Who are these people? They commandment keepers? I thought wisdom and understanding came from those side and keeping his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment. I didn't know wisdom came from science. These scientists. We must have some type of disconnect. And here they tell you about, well, he's just so great. Then where are they today? Who brought them down? Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. 12th chapter. Genesis 12. Starting at the first verse. And now Yah has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. And from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And watch what it says about Abel. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And watch what it says. And thou shalt be a blessing. This is what this will do. It not only enables you to bless other people, but enable or in other people to bless you, but you will become a blessing in of itself. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, do you see? People love to have Israel in their midst because they have came very high off the backs of the Israelites. of the greatest young men is the White House. Who do you think built that? Yes. Who are these people? Body, love, to have. And let me tell you, if you want to open up something, open up your mind and your heart to the words of Yah. But you only can get it from one place. And that's the people who possess it. And they're called Israelites, Hebrew Israelites. That's what they're called. And they made up of 12 tribes, not 12 religions, not 12 different nations, Mexicans and Brazilians and Hispanics and Native Americans. No, this is not no Israelite. Israelites is 12 brothers. They got the same daddy. And they ain't no mixed renegade of people. They all got the same. But let me show you what else the word of Yah enable you to become. Enable you to possess wisdom, understanding. You'll be blessed. You'll be righteous. And not only be blessed, but you will be a blessing. In other words, you can bless other people. Watch this, though. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, this is one of the things I love about knowing the Creator's word and being an Israelite, because that's who he gave it to. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, this is what it says in the 9th verse. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. In other words, this preacher was named Solomon. And yes, Solomon was wiser than all the wise men of Egypt. I know these people who study Egyptology don't know that, but how has Egyptology helped you? How did that help you become a better people? As a matter of fact, Egyptology don't even enable you to aspire to be a people at all. It don't even talk about a nation of people. It's just another phony religion. That's all it is. It's inferior knowledge that won't help you at all. I asked the Egyptologist, what's his nationality? He'll tell you the same thing a Negro will tell you. Something made up. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he had wit he and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even the words are true. And I tell people, this is the book of the upright, not this so-called book of Jasher that our people have been tricked and bamboozled to go out by, thinking that they got the book of the upright. That book is the book of an abomination. The book of the upright is the very book that the world Jasher is in. People know they had the book. But once again, tricked by our enemies. Why? Because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Watch what it says. The words of the wise are as gold, as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end. And must study is awareness of the flesh. In other words, you can buy all the books you want because everybody trying to sell you. They all trying to sell you something, some type of knowledge, some type of wisdom, so-called wisdom, some type so-called insight on something. But let me give you the bottom line so you'll know exactly what you need. If you want something peculiar, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. In other words, the commandments of the Most High, even though the New Testament will tell you otherwise, the commandments of the Most High will also enable you to be perfect. So here, the words of the Most High enable you to be perfect, to be righteous, to have wisdom and understanding, blessed, to be a blessing. This is what the word enables you to be. But not only that, one of the greatest things that I've seen in the Word of Yah, what this Word enable you to have. Let me show you. And then you will see why everybody wants the presence of an Israelite. I know it appears and it seems like we're set for destruction, and that is the truth. That's only because they think they have extracted from us all that we possess. And they robbed us and spoiled us. But the main thing they were looking for, they still can't get. And let me show you what that is. Sixth chapter. Proverbs, the sixth chapter. Watch what it is. My son, keep thy father's commandment. Forsake not the Lord thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. Thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Here it is, our fathers and our mothers, all their life trying to teach us and raise us and rear us. Hear the word of Yah. This will be a good thing. Because, look, it says, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. And you know I'm talking about the commandments, because watch what it says. And who wants to keep the commandments? Because the commandments tell you what type of beast eat. It tells you what type of sea creature eat. It tells you what type of bugs don't mess with and don't touch. It tells you about the beasts of the earth. Who want to know about that? It tells you how to treat your wives and how they're supposed to treat their husbands. Commandments teach you how to live and how to respect one another. No wonder the commandment says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet another man's house, another man's wife, or anything that belongeth to another man. No wonder the commandments say, not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Honor thy father and thy mother. And people can seem to, they can understand that. But then when you start getting into other commandments, like remember the Sabbath day to keep holy. Oh, we ain't doing that. And then you wonder why your eyes are blind. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah, thy Elohim, in vain. And then you wonder why you can't see. And what about the first commandment? There is no Elohim but one, but Yah, who brought us out of the land of Egypt. Watch what the scriptures say in the 23rd verse. For the commandment is a lamp. I thought you wanted to see. Why are you talking about this eye? All you need is a good lamp. And a good lamp, the best lamp, the greatest lamp you can have is the commandments. And the law is light. How are you going to see in darkness? Who can see in darkness? Well, those who keep the law and those who have the commandments. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So, not only the commandments do all these other things, but it is the thing that gives you light that you are in, you're able to see even the darkness. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. The book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, and watch what it says. Lo, it's a testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because the commandments of the Most High, the laws of the Most High, the testimonies of the Most High enables you to see. It is the light. That's what you should be seeking. That's what's missing. That's why our people are destroyed, because they're not command keepers. They don't keep the law. They don't have respect and honor for the statutes and judgments of the Most High. You have it. All you have to do is learn the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. They're not in heaven. They're not across the waters. They're very near to you. All you have to do is learn from his elected and chosen servant. And who that? Israel. True Israel. Because everybody who say they Israel, they not true Israel. All you got to do is ask them, are you a commandment keeper? Do you keep the law? And then you test them. But it enables you to be able to see. Let me show you this. Isaiah 49. Watch this. Show you what this light enables you to do. Isaiah 49 and 1. Let no eyes unto me, and hearken ye people far. Call me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have made mention of my name. And he have made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me. And why did he have me? And why is he making my mouth so sharp, like a sword? And you'll see. And he said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glory. You know what the glory of Yah is. The glory of Yah is light. And we're going to teach you about the glory of Yah. Watch what it says. Then I said, I've labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yah, and my work with my Elohim. And now says Yah, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Yaakov again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, and we're not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And watch what it says now. And he said, it is a light thing thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and to restore to observe Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles. Thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Here it is. The commandment keepers, those who keep the law, the statutes, as well as the judgments, will be the light the Gentiles, salvation, the whole earth. Why? Because they possess what nobody else wants to do. What is that? The law. What is that? The commandments. And what is that? The judgments. And what is that? The statutes. See what these things do? The power and the commandments of the Most High. Watch what it says in the book of Psalm 19. And who possess it? Well, you're supposed to possess it. Israel. Do you want it? Do you want to open it up? Well, there's only one way to open it up. And that's to do it. Watch what it says. 19 verse 7. The law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yah is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of Yah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. And it will be acceptable if you take hold to the only thing and to the one thing that enable you more than what you are today. And that's his words. Now ask yourself, what would these chakras and this third eye and all this Egyptology and masonry and all these funny other things, what will it enable you to do? What will it enable you to be? Well, the word of Yah enables you to have wisdom, understanding, enables you to be righteous. It enables you to be perfect. Bless, a blessing. And either salvation and the light of the world. And who don't want that? Be any higher than that? Can you possess the very life? That's what these commandments give you. It is our life and the length of our days. It allows you to have the knowledge of the holy, because these words came from the Most High himself. Now, do you see why people always want to touch and have their hands on the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel? These are the things that you have to ask yourself. You don't know, and you don't realize how great of a people you really are. And you refuse to tap into your power source. No wonder you don't know who you are. And no wonder you have accepted all this inferior knowledge, all this inferior wisdom, all these fake, phony, and false ideologies, philosophies, and religions. The scripture says, my people joy for lack of knowledge. And we see the destruction that has happened to our people. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be a destroyed people no more. Because today, and forward, you can have, receive the knowledge of the Most High that will open your life. Don't think because you're in the land of your enemies that Elohim can't be with you. For he told us, if we seek him, we will find him. And if we were him, he will be with us. That's all you have to do. Until tomorrow, I love you, and so do I. Shalom.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Ye. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're going to leave one day. Some of us going to get promoted, some going to be fired. Everybody going to be happy. Come on, go.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus. And all the things that Egypt's still doing to us. And Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my